Hey there, Determinators. What is going on? I hope everybody's been having a wonderful, happy Friday. It's the end of the week. I know a lot of you might be excited, but don't forget to not just live for the weekends. That's not today's topic, but on the note of Friday and happy Friday, let's all remember to also enjoy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday instead of dread those days of the week because we've got work or school or both, right? Just wanted to throw that little message in there for some inspiration as a bonus. But I hope, again, everybody's been having a great day so far. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Indomitable. I do appreciate it. And today we actually have an interesting topic, and I know I probably say that all the time, but what can I say? I find all these topics interesting, right? I anticipate that this episode won't be very long because it's kind of a funny topic because you see it all the time. I'm sure you do because we have social media, we live on the internet, websites, news. We see this thing happen all the time. And I don't know how many of us actually stop to think about this. And the topic of today is about me wanting to tell people to put down the cameras and stop recording fights and danger. Okay. And that, like I said, you see it all the time on news, on just random websites, on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever it is. Someone's going to post a video of a fight. Someone's going to post a video of a bar brawl. Somebody's going to post a video of someone being robbed, of someone drowning in a river, you name it. It's out there somewhere. Someone has filmed an incident that has been dangerous for somebody else. And this person, their first thought is, oh, I'm going to take out my phone and start recording and get a few likes on Instagram, on Facebook, and I want to go viral at this person's expense that I'm filming, but I don't care because I'm selfish. As you can see, I have a pretty big issue with people who do this. And today, I want to speak out about this issue and discourage people from doing this. Okay? As I've said many times before, as I will say again today, and as I will say plenty of times in the future, so many of the world's problems can be solved with empathy. If you simply place yourself in somebody else's shoes and feel and understand things from their perspective, chances are you won't do certain things to them. Or in this case, if you were the person in the predicament, in danger, being attacked, being robbed, in a school fight, drowning somewhere, how would you feel if someone else on the sidelines watching their first reaction, instead of calling 911, instead of breaking up the fight, instead of going into the river to rescue you, their first reaction instead was to watch and film on their phone? How would you feel? Seriously. And I don't want you to think about this and brush it off and be like, oh, I don't mind. Oh, duh, duh, duh. No. I can promise you, you're saying that from a comfortable position right now. You're listening to this podcast. You feel very comfortable. You're probably not in a life or death situation. You're probably not in a fight somewhere. I can promise you that once you're in a dangerous situation, your perspective changes. When you're under pressure, when you're under stress, you change and you feel differently about all of this. So I'm telling you now, don't stand there and film. If you were the one having an issue, if you were the one struggling or fighting or whatever, you wouldn't want other people to either. Okay? Please, why does society today, why do we try to turn danger and hazardous events into entertainment, into forms of entertainment? Why? Why do we enjoy seeing people struggle? Why do we enjoy filming a fight in which people get bloodied and bruised? Why do we enjoy filming people drowning in a river? Why is that our first reaction? Why are we so brainwashed and hypnotized by social media and, oh, we need these likes, we need this attention, we need to go viral, we need to film this fight so we go viral? Like, really? That's pathetic, okay? I mean, I don't mean to sound condescending, and I always try to frame my message into positive feedback and reinforcement and motivation, but I had to say that. It's pathetic when people, their first reaction to seeing some predicament is filming it. Few things disappoint me more than seeing that happen. Why don't we exercise more empathy and compassion and kindness for one another? When we see a fight, why don't we step in and break it up so that they don't hurt themselves further? Why don't we encourage conversation and intellectual exchange over fists? Why don't we encourage that? Why don't we break up these fights? Why do people cheer too? Like, I just saw a video on Twitter with this person whose little sister got into a school fight at school, obviously redundant. And this happened about a year ago, and she tweeted the recording, someone recorded with their phone, of her little sister getting into a fight. And the guy holding the camera was cheering. The people in the audience watching the fight break out were laughing. And they were mocking the girl who started the fight with this girl's little sister. Why is this? What are we? Are we still in the age of the Colosseum? Is this fun to watch people beat each other up and pull each other's hair and kick each other while the audience cheers and no one even steps in to break up the fight? Why do we act like barbarians, like savages? I mean, this isn't... I know that each and every single one of us has the potential to be the best that we can be. And the fact that we don't, and we don't live up to that, and instead we choose to be these people, these savages that enjoy watching violence and enjoy watching people beat themselves up and drown and get robbed in daylight for what likes, for virality, we have it so backwards. We need to wake up. The gravity of this issue is severe. Like, seriously, I cannot stress it enough. I cannot say it enough. So I try to make it sound as bad as it can, as bad as it really is. You know, I don't want to repeat myself and say it's bad, it's bad, it's bad over and over and over. It is, and we need to acknowledge that and wake up. If you see a fight break out, your first response should not be pull out your phone and record. Okay, I mean, unless you're doing it for the purposes of police evidence and footage, you should not be recording, because I know most of you, like 99% of the time someone pulls out their phone and records a fight, it's for entertainment purposes. It's not for police footage purposes. So exercise some empathy and kindness. Start promoting disciplined behavior rather than uncontrolled violence. Break up the fight. Do something about it. Step in. Don't watch people beat themselves up and get enjoyment from that. What is that? Honestly. Or even, it doesn't even have to be a fight. And I use that as the most common example. But like I said, I have other examples, like someone drowning in a river. You're just gonna stand there and record? I mean, you don't have to, like, I understand if you might not want to jump into the river and try saving them yourself. Maybe you're not a good swimmer. Maybe you're afraid of water. I can understand that. But at least call the authorities. You know, the bystander effect. This is a good time to bring that up. Right? The bystander effect. Everybody watching thinks somebody else is going to call 911. Everyone else thinks, oh, somebody else is going to save the day. Not me. I'm just going to sit here and record. Why don't you be that someone? Why don't you be the one to call 911 and call the authorities and alert people and get help for that person? Like I said, if you were the one drowning in a river, if you can't swim, what if you saw a bunch of people on the sidewalk just looking at you, filming you, or thinking if someone else is going to call 911, and all that while you're just drowning? How would you like that? You wouldn't. Because your life is at stake and people think it's a perfect time to pull out their phone and get some entertainment in. It's pathetic. It's crazy. I have honestly no idea why people do this. I've seen it for a while now, and I haven't had a podcast. This podcast is still fairly new, but I guess now is as good of a time as ever to bring this up. A lot of pent-up passion I have about this topic is coming out, as you can probably tell. Please wake up, guys. We need to help our neighbors. We need to care about each other. we need to stop being so caught up in the virality and the likes of social media. Okay. And I understand, like, let's go back to that topic of breaking up a fight. Maybe you don't want to be caught in between the hands. I get that. I get that you might not want to get involved in the fight and then they both turn on you, or you get hurt in the process. I understand why you might not want to get into the fight then. But at the very least, regardless of the situation, if someone's in trouble, if someone is in danger, in harm's way, the very least you can do, call authorities, call 911, alert people, and get some help. You don't always have to place yourself in between the danger. You don't have to go dive into the river and rescue that person. You don't have to step in between and break up the fight. But do something. Please, anything other than watching and filming. Anything other than that, please. Seriously, that's all I ask. Do something other than be entertained. Be something other than entertained. Be concerned, be thoughtful, be empathetic. Okay? This needs to stop. Because sooner or later, maybe one day you might be that person who's in a predicament and you might get a taste of your own medicine. Not that I want you to, but it might happen. So be empathetic, be thoughtful. Do something for someone who needs that help. Okay? And I think with that said, I've got nothing much else to say. Like I said, it was going to be a pretty brief episode, even though it's over 10 minutes now. But yeah, just some food for thought, guys. Hopefully you found this insightful. And hopefully this helped you understand a bit more the gravity of this issue and why we should fix it as soon as possible. Take care, guys. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.